So now we understood who is a business analyst. Now let's understand what does a business analyst do. So a primary job responsibility of business analyst is to communicate with all the stakeholders and to elicit, analyze and validate the requirements for changes to business processes, information systems and policies. The foremost priorities of any business analyst will be to try to understand the following things. Understand what business does and how it does. Determine how to improve an existing business process. Identify the steps or tasks to support the implementation of new features. Design the new features to implement and analyze the impact of implementing new features. So, at the end of all of this, so what does he do exactly, he or she do exactly? Now understand, like I said earlier, that person is going to be a jack of all trades. So, but the primary work of a business analyst is communication. So he has to firstly be able to communicate not only with the stakeholders, but also with the team that he or she is working with. So when we talk about all of this, now understand, most of the stakeholders that would be there within your business process are not going to understand technology. And like we said earlier, we are in a very technology-driven dynamic world. So definitely that technology bit is not going to make sense to them. So why are the stakeholders there? The stakeholders are there purely to ensure that they are getting more out of their business, or the business profitability is increasing, and fine, at the end of the day they're getting the value for the value for money for the work that they're doing. So firstly, I cannot do that without understanding the requirements. So validate the requirements for the change. That means, do I have all the necessary things that are required to make the change or to implement the business process, to do business processes, information system and policies, whatever is the business analysis project that we are working on. Then what are my priorities? Understand what the business does and how it does it. This is a primary, and if you notice, the first responsibility, because without understanding this, I will not be able to make sense of how the process has to be implemented or what is the change that is required. Determine how to improve the existing business process. So only once I have gained, like in the previous point, an understanding of what the business does and what are the processes that are already existing in the system, then only can I get into it and determine how can I now improve this to get a better outcome, better efficiency, better productivity or better profitability. Identify the steps or tasks to support the implementation of new features. Design the new features, analyze the impact, and between all of that you will have to implement all of the new features. So what we are saying is basically you're trying to first understand what it is, then we are trying to understand how we are going to change it, and finally what steps are, when it comes to what new features or new processes we need to implement, what are the steps or what will task will I need to complete to implement them? Also, before that, you will need to design the new features that need to be implemented. And finally, once I have implemented the new features, analyze and understand whether those new features are working or not working. Do they require some sort of change or not? So what does a good business analyst need? Analytical skill, readership skills, business process planning, and technical skill. Analytic skill, because he's constantly dealing with data, he's constantly analyzing the situation, he's constantly understanding how things work, how things do not work. So analysis is like a basic requirement. Analytic skills is a basic requirement that he's supposed to have. Leadership skills, yes, because we are talking about him or her leading an entire team or guiding an entire team towards a specific direction. So definitely that leadership skills will need to make a difference. Then we have business process and planning. So when we talk about business processes and planning, he needs to be able to understand how businesses work. That means a business analyst, like it says, a business analyst needs to understand business. That is a basic criteria. I need to understand how the entire business works, what goes in the planning of a business, what goes in making of the entire business. Though I might not hold my own business, but as a business analyst, I would still be required to be able to understand everything dealing with a business. If I do not understand that, I'm not going to be able to become a good business analyst. And technical skill. So more of technical skill. If you see over here, we are talking about technical knowledge. So when we are talking about the technical knowledge, like also earlier, I don't need to know everything about technology, but I need to know enough to be able to guide the team or to work with the team in the right direction on the technologies. Additional skills that he should, so these are the obviously the main and the primary skills that they need. What also do they need? Business acumen, solid understanding of different business areas. Like I said, very, very important to have a good business acumen for me to be a business analyst. Communication, communicate with stakeholders. Business analyst methodologies, it could be agile, Six Sigma, rational unified process, and industry expertise. Okay, so we spoke about business acumen. Then we will speak about communication with stakeholders. Understand, when you're talking about the stakeholders, you're talking about everybody, every and anybody who's involved in the project. So as we go more into the detail of business analysis as a course, we are going to talk about how all the stakeholders are, who the stakeholders are, anybody, like I said, who's going to be impacted by the project, or even for that matter, working in the project, would all come with stakeholders. So I would have right from maybe C-level employees of the or the C-level management of a business to right to the basic people who in the operations department who basically execute the work. So I should be able to have those communication to get people on board and to be ensure that I can speak to the right people in their language to get them on my side. Business analyst methodologies, it could be agile is something I spoke about. So we talk about agile project management, where we keep talking about implementing change right through the life cycle of the project. Then there are others like Six Sigma, rational unified process, and all of those. Each would be used at a different stage and which would add on to the work as a business analyst. Finally, industry expertise. Obviously, at day one, I cannot gather the industry expertise, but as and when I try to gain more knowledge about the industry where my business is based or the organization is based where I'm working for, over and over time, when I understand how businesses work, how the industry works, and I can add in more value. So, technical roles for a BA. So, what are the roles? I can have a tech analysis, I can have a who can be transitioned into a pure BA role. So from somebody who's completely into technology, I would go into a business analyst role and try to gain control over the entire project rather than just being a small part of the project. I can also have pre-sales. So I'm looking at gathering business for the organization. Account management, that means managing the account or managing the entire clients that are there, doing multiple projects for them. Consulting, where I also provide my services as consultation and to understand how or guide them on how it can be more effective. Being an entire project lead, that means going on to project management. So as a understand over here, either a technical analyst or a BA role person could go on to being a project lead and finally managing the project. But a technical analysis can definitely, a BA cannot be a technical lead and a technical architect. That would need to be done as a tech analyst only. So we say the role of a BA can be a blend of one or more of the above roles depending on the company's need and structure. So like we said, it is going to be a jack of all and master of none. So what are the activities, asks and activities I will need to do as a business analyst? The task performed by a BA as a part of his pure BA role, planning, monitoring requirements, management activities, interacting with the users and eliciting, gathering requirements, modeling and documenting requirements, analyzing the requirements and visualizing a solution perspective, assessing the viability of possible solutions, evaluating and selecting among technology options, acting as an interface between the development team and the users, representing the user or the client in the development environment and vetting the developed solution, dealing with or managing change requests, etc. So let's go back to the task and activities of a BA. So like I said, firstly is understanding what the requirements are. Have I planned for the requirements? Am I monitoring that? Is the requirement taking phase fine? Are the activities that I planned on schedule? Understand, as a BA, once I take on a project, I would be expected to give timelines for each of the delivery. Like take up your any civil project, like your road construction or a bridge construction, or for that matter, the metro construction. So when you talk about all these constructions, they have expected timeline when the project would be getting over. If I have to get the project over in that amount of time, that means there are stages, or at various stages I will need to have certain tasks already completed. It could be as simple as digging a hole should be done like 6 months prior to the construction of that part of the bridge, or they're underway and all of that. So is everything happening as per the schedule that I planned, or is there something that has happened which I've not yet planned for? Interacting with users and listening and gathering requirements. Now understand, I will gather requirements from my stakeholders or the principal people who are basically paying me for the project, but I will also get the requirements from the users. My end users are the ones who are finally going to be using the product or the servers or using the solution that I'm providing. Is it easy for them to use it? Is that what we are targeting at? Are they able to use it? Because they, at the end of the day, only when they use the product is the product going to make a lot of effectiveness or add value. Modeling and documenting requirements. Understand, it becomes very important. A documentation, which we discussed earlier, is a very critical part of the BA role, because what we also know is that human memory cannot go on forever. So even after a lecture, they say right after it's completed, there is only about 75% of it remaining. So the moment you document everything or the entire requirements, you're adding value to your solution or product, and you're also adding value to the service that you're providing. So when you, at the end of the day, you can always give that requirements to your technical team, or go back and require check against the technical team, is the product or solution as it was needed to be. Analyzing requirements and visualizing a solution perspective, looking at the requirements, am I able to, as a business analyst, see what is the possible solution that would work? Would it be a web application, a mobile application? Would it be a process change? Or is there something else that I can suggest? Assessing the viability of possible solutions. So obviously, the same one task can be done in multiple ways, like a simple addition. If I'm very good in maths, I can do it in my head. I can use abacus to do the addition. I can use a calculator, or I can use an Excel. So I have four different possible solutions. Which solution is the best one to work, or most viable to work with? I cannot implement 10 four different solutions. I will obviously need to narrow down to one. So I will need to go back to the viability. Evaluating, selecting among technology options. Obviously, we said, we have been talking about this continuously over this chapter, where we have said the technology is very dynamic, and technology is today a part of our daily lives. Our mobiles, we cannot move out without our mobiles, and that is a basic form of technology that I'm talking about. So there are so many now tools and technologies coming up that can do the same task. So I would need to understand which is the best one that would work with me. I will probably need to work with the technology team that is working with me and understand what is the best possible solution in terms of money and in terms of being the best fit for your solution. Acting as an interface between the development team and the users. So you are basically, like I said, either your stakeholders, that is the people you're paying the money to, or your users might not be technological savvy. So they will not be able to understand how things work or how the development team, what the development team is talking. Because people into technology tend to talk a lot about the technology or tend to share a lot of jargon. Now breaking that jargon for the end users to understand becomes very important. So your business analyst or you as a business analyst need to be able to bridge that gap and ensure that what the development saying is communicated to the users and the requirement of the users are communicated to the development team. Representing the user or the client in the development environment and vetting the developed solution. So when I'm talking to the technology team or the team that is working for me, I would represent the client or the user. But when I'm delivering options from or a problem from the development team, some communication from the development team to the client, then I would represent the development team. That means I basically keep changing my faces. Either I represent the client or the development team, basically as the situation demands. Dealing with or managing change requests, that means I'm working, I delivered something or I was looking at something and then the client said, oh, this will not work, this is what we need to change. And being able to manage, so if there are too many changes coming from the client, you will need to at one point of time tell the client, okay, this is will take time or will not take time, and these are the only a number of requests, you collate everything. So there are multiple things that happen at that point of time. Also, what I would need to do is identify the company's capability and preparing the market collateral, identifying target customers and analyzing their needs, accompanying sales team for initial discussion and quick study of the client's needs, study of formal tender documents or request for proposal, visualizing solutions and preparing responses to tenders and RFPs. We'll talk about this. So basically, RFP stands for request for proposal. We will talk about that when I discuss all these points. Representing proposals to clients and influencing clients about solution. Writing case studies of completed projects as reference material, etc. So going to identifying the company's capability and preparing the market collateral. So if my company is going to do a certain and what is the marketing collateral that will need to be prepared, I would take care of identifying that. What can be used as a plus point or to my advantage from the company. Identifying target customers and analyzing their needs. So when I talk about who are the customers who are going to basically benefit from my product and what are their needs? Is my product or my solution going to benefit them? Are they looking for certain maybe user interfaces or certain capabilities? Am I able to deliver the capabilities? Because the more I develop my product towards the customer's capabilities, target customer's capabilities, I'm going to have a better profitability when it comes to the product. So the target customers could be the employees of the company or who could be something completely external to the organization. Accompanying the sales team for initial discussions and quick study of clients' needs. Now understand, most of the time, the sales team is the set of people who basically are worried about getting clients on board and getting the figures up and getting the right value from the client. But they are not always the best people to design how long will that study take, or because of that, how much is it going to cost the company. So I need to obviously design a pitch that works in sync with the requirements and getting a profitability from there. So I can only do that when I understand the client needs, and at times the sales team is not capable of understanding those needs. So you will, as a business analyst, need to go out with them to be able to understand those needs and ensure that the code that is sent out or the proposal that is sent out is in sync with what is there and not less or not too high. Study of formal tender documents or request for proposal. This is the RFP that we will talk about later. Study of tender documents. So what are the documents? What are the requirements? The tender documents will also help you understand what are the requirements and how I can basically provide a solution. What is the cost that it would take to implement those requirements? Visualizing and preparing response to tenders and RFPs. So RFPs, as we saw, it was request for proposal. Tenders are also where you bid your price for completing the project, and obviously the best price gets the project. So it's my, like I said earlier, and I'm reiterating that point, doesn't need to be so lesser that I don't make a profit out of it. It does not need to be too high that the company rejects it. So you need to maintain the balance between a profit and what is the RFP that is going on to the client. Representing proposals to clients and influencing clients about solutions. That means finally the pros, I will, as a person working with the sales team, when I give my proposal, I will say how this proposal is better for them. It's like, when I go to a shop and I want to buy a laptop, or maybe for that matter, and they will ask me, oh, what is your need? Oh, this is your need, and this is the best laptop that would serve your need, and this has this features and that features. That's what convinces you to buy the product. This is the same thing that should your proposal or presentation should convince the client about your solution, and not only convince them, influence them enough to accept your proposal. Writing case studies of completed project as reference material. So I'll definitely want to go back and refer to what went wrong, what went right, how is what I can do new with a new project for it to work on. Five secrets of good business analyst. Let's study. Building consensus. The success of a project or team often hinges on the wide-ranging support for key stakeholders, including executive and department heads. A project or team success also depends on the ongoing enthusiastic member efforts of team members. A less than energetic effort by these individuals will result in poor quality, missed deadline, and personal issues. To facilitate the team decision-making process, one widely used approach is to use Six Sigma-based consensus-building tools. Six Sigma-based decision-making techniques involve using prioritization metrics to rank the available options by a variety of objectives, variables like cost and feasibility. This approach is designed to produce the best outcome based only on the choices that are available. So understand that you're working with the project. On when you're working on the project, you have a team that you're working with. And when it comes to this team, you're going to have the stakeholders who are putting the money, the C-level management, as we spoke about. And we are going to have not only organization and department heads, we are also going to have your basic executives. Now, looking at this wide range of people, what do you want to do is ensure everyone is on board with you. You cannot have the development team being completely lethargic or not liking the solutions that are providing and not being interested in the work, because at the end of the day, when you're not interested in the work, you're going to not be able to give your best quality, or you're not be going to be able to give your best effort, your best efficiency. Your deadlines are going to miss. The quality of the solution is not going to be as high it needs to be, or there would rather be a lot of personal issues where one is clashing with the other and so on. You want to be able to avoid all these issues, and this is what one of what a good business analyst is expected to do. So, like we said earlier, we need to have a lot of leadership skills, and a lot of leadership skills would come from various project management tools, or it would come from Six Sigma techniques to get people on board, to make decision, use that technique for good decision making and all of that. So I will need to use different tools and technologies like the prioritization matrix to understand what are the available options and how will I understand how it impacts the cost and the feasibility. So what is why we mentioned this earlier also, that these are proven methods and steps that have worked over a period of time over a wide variety of projects. And so we just want to reduce the risk of, you know, going over timeline or getting the best solution to the current person in the business in the best, shortest possible time. Second is prioritizing among competing interests. Business analyst also works as facilitators during the decision-making process. They enable conversation and arbitrate territorial disputes among different departments or individuals. This ensures that the most qualified decision maker is heard and limits the impact of political or personality-based considerations. Projects often fail because of a lack of leadership skills, inappropriate direction, or insufficient emphasis on managing requirements. To keep a team focused and organized, BAs also must understand the team psychology, use their people skills to remove or circumvent barriers to success. So another thing is, what is going to happen? Like I said, there are going to be stakeholders who are going to be positively impacted and people who are going to be negatively impacted. That means if I take a very simple example, today, the organization, or I'm talking about automating a certain process, which would reduce some manpower working in that particular zone. Now, are those people who are going to be impacted, they would either need to be moved to new teams or assign new roles where they want to constantly increase their capabilities, or they would not be very happy with that change. So what are they going to do? They are going to try hindering the progress of the project so it does not happen. Man, you have to ensure that these people are not too loud, or to ensure that the right people are being heard, the right decisions are being made. So you have to act that buffer, that without hurting the sentiments of a person, you're able to even get that person, a negative stakeholder, on board with you and get him to work positively towards the impact of the project rather than negatively. Also ensuring that the positive opinions are heard louder than the negative ones, which work towards your project. Also, projects often fail because of lack of leadership. Understand, the main capabilities of a business analyst is going to have a lot of leadership skills. When I talk about a lot of leadership skills, I'm also talking about projects not working because there was no leadership. That means someone standing there and ensuring the work is getting done, or ensuring that everything that is required is getting maintained and the necessary emphasis is being given on the relevant task and all of that. And finally, you're going to work with a team. So it's important for your people management skills also to come into the picture, where you're able to remove any negative elements, or you are not able to understand ego issues between two of the team members and try to keep their bias apart from getting a success to the project. So now we are talking about the third one, which is minimizing process. What do I mean by minimizing process? Is organization process plays an important role in making sure that products coming off the assembly are identical, often with tolerances. Excessive adherence to process can lead to poor outcomes. Process often considers the contributions of individuals as an interruption or a distraction. Process can also contribute to inertia and apathy, which hinder creative problem solving. BAs are skilled at determining which processes are required for the project to be executed properly and which ones are superfluous. So now, understanding that what is going to happen is, no one likes too many processes. But also, processes are very important when it comes to delivering a certain outcome or a certain solution, especially a certain product. When I talk about a particular product from a particular brand, that product needs to be identical. It cannot happen that one person goes and buys and gets the best, and the other person goes and buys the next one and he gets the worst. It can affect the brand image and all of that. So I need to ensure that everything is either similar or with minimum tolerances, which is close to 5-10% tolerances, where the changes are acceptable, saying that, okay, this much deviation from the original color is possible. So we can say, oh, this color is 10% lighter or maybe 5% darker, and all of that, which would still be acceptable. If I make too stringent a process, it is also not going to give me the right amount. If I just say, no, this needs to be 100% this color, that might not happen. There might be a slide which is not visible to the human eye. So the most thing is, when we talk about individuals in a process, human error is what we talk about. So there's going to be an interruption or distraction, something of that would hinder the working of the process. So you want to be able to take care of that. So your main thing is, as a business analyst, you need to understand which processes are there that will need to be followed stringently and executed properly, and which can be avoided or is not too strict on the system. We can consider a buffer for the same. Fourth one, facilitating a healthy debate. On project teams, disagreement is not necessarily something to avoid. In fact, it can often result in a better outcome. Often moderating or playing a lead role in meetings, BAs play a crucial role in fostering constructive debate by usually setting the tone and building trust among all participants. They also make sure conversations are inclusive, positive, and focused on the pertinent aspects of the project and not on individuals or personalities. BAs engage team members on their level to prevent them from feeling vulnerable, which can stifle the creative process. Understand, when you are working with a project team, each person has their own bias, has their own experience. So there could be certain people that would be able to add more value to the project or the process that is being implemented. Now you want, and there are certain people who might have the best ideas but are too shy or too introverts to not speak up. So in this case, what will I do is, I'll have a group discussion to understand what is the ideas that are coming up, which ideas are the best, which ideas can actually add on to the project and do well for the project. So you are being more, so this kind of a debate or this kind of a group discussion tends to lead towards a more positive and a more constructive discussion rather than a negative. But in groups, we also often say that there is bullying and there is one person who's pulling down the other for whatever reason. Now you need to manage that also. You cannot have sentiments hurt and people feeling bad during a group discussion, because that will not be able to add to how you're targeting the entire creative process, and it will hinder their creative work. And not only that, not only their thought process hinder, but also the kind of work that the ideas that they throw or the actual work is also impacted for that matter. So you want to ensure that the right people are there, the right voices are heard, and you're able to maintain this healthy discussion that exists. Minimizing anxiety and low morale. Anxiety often runs high when team personalities clash. It's normal, not everyone always gets along, but it will also be prevented by creating norms and expectations within the group and limiting the toxic effects of low morale. BAs are skilled at keeping the morale of the team high and encouraging collaboration and a problem-solving approach. This is extremely important. Remember, for whatever reason, there are going to be certain individuals who are high on anxiety or who are saying, oh, and will get harrowed with even the simplest of tasks. Others who will, for some reason, maybe personal life or maybe the organization expectations are not being met, due to which what is going to happen is they're not going to be on a high morale. And these people are going to exist within the team, and what they're going to do is pull the morale of the entire team down. Oh, and they will say the negative things like, this is not working, no, this will not work, how can this work, this is not right. So you have to be able to manage it and be able to set the right expectation in the group and ensure that any person who's maybe a leader or a bully is taken care of and ensured at the right amount of time. And pulled up to keep the collaboration going and the project going in the right direction and on time with the maximum quality. Finally, summary, as businesses expand and competition grows, even a small percentage increase in performance and other business parameters becomes critical, which is why business analyst skills are becoming more and more important every than ever. Making informed decisions that can be supported by data analysis is the key to success. So we are already in a stage where we understand that data is the new oil. For my business to succeed or for my business to grow, I need to have someone who can use the right data in the right way for the growth of my business. Now understand that is also important, because today not only we are talking about multiple businesses in the same domain, we are also talking increase in the domains and a lot of competition, and also even a slight, a 1 or a 0.5% change also can put me onto a competitive edge and a better place in the market. So I need to ensure that is being done, and that can only be done when I have the right business analyst in place or the right analysis being done, and I have someone driving it, which is a business analyst. To obtain this data, analyze the data and put up a proper solution, organization need business analyst. Business analysts are highly skilled in gathering data, organizing it to understand the goals of stakeholders, modeling scenarios and testing solution. So even though I might not have the complete technical know-how, but I do have enough skills to understand as a business analyst that what is the data all about, what is the solution that I can come up with that would benefit the organization or the entire business or a certain part of the business. So business analysts also need to be highly skilled, that when it comes to the requirements, I'm gathering enough data and I'm able to organize it in such a way that everyone understands what the data is all about, and at the end of the day, the goals of the stakeholders are being met, the right modeling scenarios are developed, and the solutions are being tested and implemented correctly. Thank you.